just a little bit of chazara. So we talked yesterday about the idea that as a bare minimum threshold level, mechiras ha-me'iria only works if there's tfisas kiddushin. It doesn't mean that in practice there will necessarily be kiddushin, because almana l'chohen gadol, grusha v'chalutz l'chohen hedyot, but that is our threshold level. There's a shita that we encountered of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, who really relates to mechiras ha-me'iria as an independent kinyan. And niyud is something that's achieved through the shibud of the chov that he has, the adon against her. So there has to be a shavaprutas left of work, remaining. And ma'os shnios or bikonos. But we paskin like the chachamim, and dramatically so, that the ma'os harishonos are konos. Agav, this discussion, me'inin in boso inin, we know that we paskin against Chizkiah as well, that somebody who does mechiras ama, but almanash l'liyoyed, is masnal mashakasav batorah, utano batel. So the mechira has to be omed for purposes of yiyud. I think we saw a very beautiful shita in the Rambam yesterday, when the Gemara, and we'll go over it, was talking about Ketzad Mitzvah Ziyud, and it talks about the Amira Bifnei Shnayim, and then you have to be Noheg Minhag Ishas, Velo Minhag Shifchos, and from that point on, a get would be required, as Nachi pointed out. Nachi was asking a little bit of a subtle question yesterday: what happens if, you know, he's not Noheg Minhag Ishas? I thought, I don't think that's completing the Ziyud process. But that was, like I thought, a really sharp question. But be that as it may, in that discussion, we had the two Mishalim back and forth. And we'll take a look at Rashi and Tosos today. But I just wanted to be mayor again, the incredibly beautiful Shita of the Rambam. So in that second scenario, he said, Mocher la'adon umekadesh acharkach. So Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda says it's a sichek ba'adon, right? Because clearly you'd always want your daughter to be married. And it must be that the mechira wasn't a very nice thing to do. We're not recommending this person for the Asisa HaYashar Ve'atov Keser Shem Tov Award, class of 2022. But that is the halacha according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. You know, according to the Rabbanan, as the Gemara said, quite simply, in Ratza L'yoyed Miyoyed, because the mechira itself has a built-in Ma'os Rishonos L'Shem Kiddushin. So he still has what we call the pole position, the first position, if you will. And you would think that the Sheni has no ma'amad whatsoever, you know, with respect to this particular woman. He would be no different than any Ish Bashuk. But anybody happen just to be able to remind us of Shitas HaRambam, which was L'Shitaso in an extremely beautiful way, Tzvi?
If he lets
the clock run out, right, and how does the Rambam formulate it? There's two diukim that we had in the Rambam I thought were very beautiful. Yigamru, implying that they started already.
Right,
so whoever heard of that? Like, you know, it could be 6 years that went by, right? It sounds like the Kiddushin took place immediately following the Mechira, and it's been waiting around for 6 years, but we consider that to be a Tchilas Kiddushin. So that was the first diuk, absolutely right. And then yeah, like, why do you need to say that? But that's the Rambam saying
that's finally
the whole institution here of Amma Ivriya was just so that she should become an Eishas Ish, Adcha Tikane Slechopa, as we said before, answering the Kasha the Kesef Mishnah. Why is the Rambam talking about Yitzias Simanim? Well, of course we talk about Yitzias Simanim, because the whole point is to get her out of this situation entirely. So the Rambam seems to be explaining why in this one case we could have a Kiddushin that's latent, if you will, for 6 years, and all of a sudden we could reactivate it. The Gomer Kiddushin, Viteyasa Eishas Ish, we think is a very important and like a signature halacha in that respect. Okay, so I just want to go back over this Gemara to allow us to engage Rashi and Tosos to get, especially Shitas HaTosos on Ledger Rashi here is Laman Ha'em is very difficult, and Tosos pointed out, and then we'll be able to continue on with the issues of She'era Ksusa Ve'onasa, Mitzvahs Yud, Kodemes L'Mitzvahs Padia, V'chinoch, and then hopefully we can, you know, finish up with the classical Ramban, which will bring this entire discussion to its natural and logical conclusion. Okay, Ezra of the House of Leibowitz, you shall carry the day. Tana Rabbanan, Ketzad Mitzvahs Yud. Second line from the top, Yutessa Midbeis. 19b1. It's okay. I know the jargon. Trending 19b1. Trending. Okay, go ahead. Right, so we know that the Bach says hurry up, you had to sleep. All right, but okay, Ayin Achi's outstanding question. What happens if you don't do that? It's a very good question. Okay, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. So now the Gemara throws in this mashal. Okay, so that is the halacha. So mashal aman, who does this mashal seem to operate according? Right, so the Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says we don't relate to the mechira as any kind of a marriage in disguise. So, you know, how does this mashal, which seems to promote the status of the Gav Rishon, what does that have to do with Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda? So Rav Acha, Bei Derafa says, obviously not, mashal. It's so obvious, pshita. Okay, so yesterday, pressed for time, I just gave you the interpretation of Tosos. Now I'd like to show you Rashi and Tosos inside. Okay. So let's, and when I say I'd like to show you, Ezra will actually be the one to show us.
Which one?
So starting with Afilu Besov Shesh, right, according to the Chachamim, since the Kenyan was really a Kenyan Ishus in disguise, all you have to do is make the move, flip the switch to Yud, before Shkia Sachama on the last day of the sixth year. Talk about, you know, two outs in the bottom of the ninth. Okay, so this is going to be the chief complaint of the Balei Tosfos. So Rashi pulls a little bit of a fast one. Kilomar mikana to lomed, you can extrapolate from the case of Yud to a case of Kiddushin ba'alma, le'omer le'isha, me'achshav l'achar shloshim yom. Okay, in other words, they will start now. If they are Mirutza to after 30 days. Okay, so Mashalaman. So Rashi is holding the line, right? He keeps on saying, you know, like, from whose shita can we extrapolate this halacha? A little bit strange. So first the Gemara says, maybe it's from Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara retorts, Haim Yeshos Biyom, Alma. Right, according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, obviously, right, the Kiddushin would not start, you know, now to devolve after 30 days, because his whole idea by Amma Ivriya is that the Kiddushin only begin when a person chooses to shift course from Shivchos to Ishos. Okay, so rather, L'Rabbana, Midivei Chachaman L'Meidin, Da'amri Afilu Ein Shos, T'Kasavri L'Kach Nisnu,
Malos Harishonos, De'iba Inan L'Yehude,
Beautiful. Okay, so Gemara says, well, yeah, that's so obvious. Pshita. So mahu de sema. Well, okay. So you actually have to say Me'achshav. And again, the entire scheme of Rashi is Mida Ama Ivriya Nishma L'Kiddushin D'Alma. Okay, so let's go over to Tosos. Tosos is very exorcised by this. Okay. Perish Bekuntris Midivrei Mi'anu L'Meidin Haim Yeshav Esbiyam, etc.
Because
And Tosso says, no way. So we're not trying to learn from Amve Imvria to Ishas the Alma, but the other way around, right? We're using that example of Ishas the Alma to teach me something about how Amma Ivri works, either the Rabbanan or the Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, okay? Right, that's not what we're talking about at all. So the Kach Pirishmi. And then some Shimon comes along and tries to be Mekadesh her during that 30-day window. Uba. So who hadin? Money line. Tarte mashma. The mos harishonos, the kiddushin is no. The conceptualization of the Baliatosos of Shitas Rabbanan is not just that mos harishonos limafreya functionally can be used as kesef kiddushin, but I love that line. Demos harishonos lekiddushin nisnu. What's the difference, Ezra, between the two formulations? You're saying that, oh, the Rabbanan really hold that the mos harishonos can be used for purposes of kiddushin, and what they actually say, mos harishonos lekiddushin nisnu. Exactly, that this really is a kinyan ishus. As Eitan Barinholtz would say, well disguised as a Kenyan Amma Ivria. But if you just dig a little bit underneath the surface, you find that this is really a Kenyan Ishus. All you've got to do is switch on the light, the Yud light. And you can switch on that light in the bottom of the ninth inning with two outs on the last day, just prior to Shkia. Saying, I know it took me a while to come around, but better late than ever. B'hachi kamar. Pita. Right, once you understand the Rabbanan, you understand it's exactly like the case of the Mashal. Right, somebody else is trying to come along and be Mekadesher after she's quote-unquote been Mekudeshes to the Rishon through this Mechira. So, Pshita. No, this is the best part, Ezra. Here we go. Oh, so in the case of Yud, you never even used the word me'achshav. You didn't say that, right? In the case of Kiddushin Da'ama, you said me'achshav u'achar shloshim yom. So in that case, all right. So we could all agree that the Kiddushin should be chal me'achshav. But in the case of Yud, even if we say mos rishonos v'kiddushin nisno, even if we'll stipulate that, that really this is a kininishus in disguise, still nobody articulated me'achshav. And in principle, the clock can run out. We know that, right? If the guy drops the ball, and he's not miyai to himself or to his son. So there's no guarantee, right? Ajatikanes chuppah, right? There's no guarantee. Don't catch your chickens before they hatch. So nonetheless, mishani mao desema, halo amar me'achshav, v'afilu rabbana nami,
le'achar shekitsha kodem hayud,
Kamashmalan. One more time, just for good measure. I love it. Dechol mechira, every mechiras ama ivria al minas liyaid, and therefore command amar la meachshav dami. He didn't say it, but it's as good as saying it. That's our orientation when it comes to mechiras ama ivria. So it's not just that if you try to do a kinyan ama ivria al minas lo liyaid that you're masna in a detail. Utsnau batel, that's for sure, that we saw yesterday. We have no truck with Chizkiah. But it's even more than that. It's Keman Damar Me'achshav Dami. Wow. Nice. Ezra, beautifully done. Okay. Now, let's go to the second half of the Gemara, again, that we saw yesterday. Gabi, by the way, were those the two lines that were underlined for you?
Yeah,
those are the two money lines. Nice. Okay, very good. Because those really are two absolutely beautiful lines. Okay, so Ezra, let's continue on with the second half of the Gemara. You too. Im lavan garti va'echar adata. So said your namesake. They told me that you went to Haran on an important trip. Oh, Haran, Lakewood. You know.
Yeah.
Details. Okay.
Tanya Ida, Hamokar is Gito, the Halaf, the Kitcha, the Akar, the Che, Yaka.
Sichek!
Oh, Sichek.
Ezra, as you guys like to say in Bergenfield, he was messing with him. Okay, so this section of the Gemara, the one point that I wanted to review again, is that the Psak Halach of the Rambam is so far from obvious. All the Gemara says is Imratza Liyoed Miyoed. Right, that the Rabbanan Paskin, that the Adon has the first position, maybe the only position, and if he wants to go ahead and do Yod, let him go ahead and do Yod, because we already know what the Shita of the Rabbanan is. Mos Rishonus Lekidushin Nisnu. Right? And even Ka'omer Lameachshav, as just established by the Bali Atosos. Imratza Liyoed Miyoed. So the incredible Chiddush of the backhand of the Gemara, right, of the Lishna Basra here, the Tani Idach, is the fact that, right, the second individual, right, the Gavra who was Mekadesh, this woman, right, has some standing, Tzvi, as you reminded us today, right, the Gomer Kiddushav, and then she will be an Eishes Ish. Okay, outstanding. So, you know, please try very much to, you know, appreciate those words in the Bali Atosos that we saw. The Rashi and Tosos have the same machlokas, so she tossed them on the back end, but we're ready to move on. Okay. So, as noted, Ama Ivriya being the Makor, not just in a certain sense for Kiddushin, according to many interpretations of the Rishonim, though not the Rambam, who's doubled down on Kicha Kicha Mistayefron, but nobody can deny, nobody can dispute the fact that Ama Ivriya is the makar for how Jewish marriage should be conducted, how Nisuin should be, She'era Ksusa Ve'onasa Lo Yigra. Okay, so that brings us now to the Sefer HaMitzvos and to the parallel text of the Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka. Right, it's one thing, you know, sometimes, you know, everybody can forget to go purchase some clothes, I don't know how you could forget a person's food, but the Rambam says the mechayev is derech inoy or hachava. And I think we spoke extensively about the idea that the Amma Ivriya, you know, sort of by nature is a more vulnerable figure, but that becomes the paradigm, the archetype for how marriage in general should be conducted, that there's an issa daraisa to be ma'ana im ta'anes binosai, as Laban said to Yaakov, right? So im ta'anes binosai v'im tikach nashim al binosai ein ishimanu al derech ha'inoi v'achava. V'hu amaro. So right, that's right, he repeats it, that it has to be done with malice. It has to be done with prejudice. So fake left, go right, right? You would think Kemishpat Habanos Yasala that we're learning from the Banos to the Amma Ivriya. But the Mechilta points out, Hareza Bala Lamed Vinimsa Lamed. We actually ended up learning from the Amma Ivriya to all of the Neshei Yisrael. Visham Ramru, and they explain there that this din of Sheira Ksusa Veonasa, Tahainu Mizonos Ksus, and Tashmish Derech Eretz is applicable to everybody. But the source of it all, of course, was the Amma Ivriya. And the Rambam affirms this in Hilchos Ishus. Remember, this was mitzvah number 3 of 4. We've now covered all of them. Lisa Yishab Iksuba Vikidushin, Shiloli Baal Below Ksuba Vikidushin. Number 4, the unforgettable, the Faros Suleravos Mimena. And number 3, Shalom Yimanea Sher Ksus Veona. So here we go. Clothing. Now, there's not one shear from that. The Mishnah in Ksuvos talks about different occupations having different standards, Talmud Chacham, Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, etc. Okay. Nice. Okay. So the Ksuva itself, right, is Midivrei Sofrim, Lashita Sarambam. But the first year I ever heard from Lev Lichtenstein was Ksuva Daraisa, Ksuva Darabanan. I prepared for 3 days. I was 17 years old. And I understood the first 3 minutes. The shiur continued on for 2 hours and 57 minutes more. And I did not understand the word. Not because it was in Hebrew. It was not the problem. Okay? But that's the way it was. Ksuba derais derabanan. Okay, so we spoke extensively about this Rambam. That I remember. He was saying things about it that I did not follow. Okay? But clearly, the ksuva is midivrei sofrim, the ikar ksuva. Right, again, because, you know, midaraisa, only the banim are going to be yorish, okay? So if he has a second wife with other, you know, children, so that ksuba money, the lien that she has, will pass on only to her sons. All right. So those are all takanos midivrei sofrim. And then in return, you know, there's certain things that he gets in return for all of these rabbinic stipulations.
Ve'im meisa b'chayav yorshana.
Okay, very good. So this is the way that marriage has been set up. The dinim d'oraisa, she'era k'susa ve'onasa, only the three dinim d'oraisa. Everything else is a takana d'rabban in both directions. He gets certain things, right, you know, that ma'ase adeha, and mitziyasa, yerusha, peros nechaseha, etc. She gets a lot of things. The ikar k'suba plus the other six. But the only things that are d'oraisa, the Rambam says, are she'era, k'susa, ve'onasa. So the Rambam affirms what he said in the Sefer HaMitzvos, that in terms of Jewish marriage, each and every one of the d'oraisa stipulations, remarkably, is learned from Amma Ivriya. Everything else was a rabbinic construction. Really important. But in terms of Din Torah, K.D., Amma Ivriya. Clean sweep. Okay. Yeah. Building the case. The Mishnah in Bechoros. Okay, interestingly, the Mishnah presents Arefas Egla Rufa as a mitzvah. Anybody happen to know a little bit of context on that? Just offhand?
There's a mace that's found in between two cities in the valley. Is it that?
Right, so that's the Egla Rufa. I'm just talking about the mitzvah of Arefas Petra Chamor.
Oh, sorry, there's a mitzvah of Petra Chamor. Is you can't bring it in the Beis Hamikdash.
Right. It's chamor, it's a behemoth tmeya, so you have two options.
You have to redeem it.
Vim lo tifta.
If you don't
want
to redeem it, then you have to
varavto. So, alluding to is that there's a very vociferous machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid regarding whether arefa is a mitzvah. The Ravid is apoplectic that the Rambam could consider, and by the way, he counts arefas peter chamor as a mitzvah. He obviously says it's better to do pidyon, but the Ravid says you're just a mazik, and you're mechaser the nechsei kohen. So the Rambam's defense is in this Mishnah: mitzvahs pidyah kodemes la mitzvah sarefa, mitzvahs yida. Mitzvahs Yibum. Okay. So you have these three, right? In the construct, you have Pidyon Petra Chamor versus Arefas Petra Chamor. You have Mitzvahs Yid Kodemas Mitzvahs Pidia. And then you have Mitzvahs Yibum Kodemas Mitzvahs Chalitza. Obviously, right, the second two, of the three seem to be related. Okay? And more on that, obviously we have the context to appreciate. What we're trying to do with Mechira Sama Ivriya is to try to find her, you know, Haloa Vakeshlach, Manoach, Hasher Yitavlach, and we're trying to find her home. But if for whatever reason, remember the Sforno said, right, you shouldn't marry her, Pen Yisna Eha. But there's always that possibility. For whatever reason, if that doesn't work out, so there's still a b'di'evit option of pidyon. Okay. So now what I would like to do is to spend the next 15 minutes or so going through the Sefer HaChinuch, all of the mitzvos of Amma Ivriya, to see how he puts it all together, and then Bezras Hashem to conclude with the Ramban and his essay, which I think really puts a bow on the entire sugya. Okay, so the Sefer HaChinuch counts four distinct mitzvos of Amma Ivriya, Yud and Pedia, classically mitzvos Yud, Kodemas and mitzvos Pedia, right? Then we have Lo Yimsholu Machra Bevigdova, and then She'era Ksusa Ve'onasa Lo Yigra, the paradigm for all of Hilchos Ishus. Okay. So Ezra.
Kind of remez with the Shemitzah Yir. It was Hirsch Amruzal,
Okay, you just read it for us in the Mishnah. Beautiful. You got to know to trust your instincts. Yeah, that was a very impressive conjugation. PL, Sharichin, right? Okay, so just stop here for a second, Ezra. That the rachamim, the rachmanos, is twofold. He has rachmanos on, of course, her, this little girl who needs to be sold. Kadosh Baruch Hu is merachim on her, but also on who? The father, who was so destitute that he was brought to this degradation. Okay. Giveres. Okay. You don't have to make her into a hero, but you definitely want to make her into a giveres. And that is, Ezra, such an important line. Vitziva sakona osa lisa osa liisha vilasosa giveres. What is giveres as opposed to? Mipnei sarai. Mipnei sarai blank anochi borachas. Genesis. The Torah portion. Lach lecha. Mipnei sarai givirti anochi borachas. Katie is nodding sagaciously. Sounds familiar from the Takana of Moshe Rabbeinu to read the Torah weekly. So, right, what's the Sefer HaChinuch so beautifully saying? That the idea of Amma Ivriya is not for her to stay in Amma or Shivcha, but that she should be the opposite of a Shivcha is the Mipnei Sarai Gevirti. You don't want her to be a Shivcha, you want her to be a Gevira. We want to give her dignity. Right? This is underlinable. Right. Okay, so mitzvahs yud kodemes a mitzvahs pedia. If he can't really do what he's supposed to do, which is to give her the dignity of not being a shivcha and turning her into a gveres, then at the very least, get her out of there. Even if he thinks that she's the best shivcha or Amma Ivriya, you know, ever, it doesn't matter. Because the bottom line is that this is not what the Torah and not what a Kel Rachum V'Chanun wanted for her. It's a really interesting idea. He says, it seems to me that we shouldn't use kfiya for these purposes, that you can't force him to. Okay, we'll see the Ramban in just a few minutes on this matter. Sherei kasu san beferish v'im shoshela lo yasala michal, that you can't force it. I think it's a totally reasonable assumption on the part of the Sefer HaChinuch, but we'll see, Avishai, that the Ramban has something to say about that, okay? That are we going to jump in? Are we going to wait for Yitzias Simanim? Are we going to wait for the 6 years? Are we really going to be that passive? So if he does the mitzvahs yud, either lo or livno, which is really the thing to do, right, and the Sefer HaChinuch gives a little bit of reassurance here that you know, don't think you're marrying some kind of a shifchar nama. No, 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 no. She's a bas Yisrael, and you're going to have, you know, banim hagunim, and you don't have to be worried about any kind of pigam, right? It's a very clear and firm endorsement. Okay, so mitzvahs pidyon amivriya, if you didn't do it, right? Im lo yada vehefda. So a little bit of quick math. How many dinarim is that per year? Nice. Right. You're able to cobble together the 30 dinarim left on the contract, so to speak. Right. The buyout provision. So you shouldn't be recalcitrant and say, I refuse to accept the money. Or worse. Oh, that's terrible, right? I invested it way back then. I could have made an investment at the time. I could have bought, you know, that, you know, packaged derivative product that Goldman Sachs was offering me, you know, and that had a 7% annual return. And you just want me to take back, you know, my principal. I mean, my God, you know, what do you think I am? Revach. Roalev. Even if it was just for a day, I love that line in the Chinuch. Even if she stayed as an Am Ivriya for a day, right, he should accept a buyout. We don't want her staying in this institution. Again, the Chinuch said, my red line, my outer boundary, is we're not going to use kfia. But short of that, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu had rachamim on her, and we're supposed to be rachmanim bnei rachmanim, that's the way it's supposed to be. Okay. Memhei. Shel yimach ra'am ha'ivriya kone osam yad ha'av. Right, normally you say la'am nachri, it sounds like, you know, a non-Jew, right? But it, here it just means another Jew. But we call him a nachri, a foreigner, for these purposes. La'archik ha'davar, says the Sefer HaChinuch, right? To really distance ourselves from this practice. Such a beautiful line with a deep insight behind it, right? So this poor little girl from an indigent family, you know, it was traumatic enough to be sold the first time, and she's just getting used to it. Can you imagine reselling her? This week's parsha, what does Rashi say? Nimkar pa'amim harbe, and at least he was 17 years old. The trauma after the trauma after the trauma after the trauma. So you cannot be mocher pa'amim harbe. So once again, Misharashi HaMitzvah, no surprise, Sharatza Kel Lazako Senu. Okay. And finally, Shaloli Garea Sherik Susva Ona, right? Hareza Balalamed Benim Salamed. Ama Ivriya is the source for all of the Deoraisa Halachos, Ben Ishli Ishto. So there he follows Rashi and Rambam. So it's going to be interesting to see what the Chinuch does with that, right? It's like, you know, very surprising limud. You would think that would be in Parshas Kisetze with all of the other halachos of Nisuin. V'simach es ishto asher lakach, you know, the din of Motzi Shemra, Kiddushin, Gerushin, but it's a Mishpatim halacha. It's extracted from Abu Ivriya. So this is what he wants to say about it. V'kal v'chomer hadvarim.
Im lezu lo yigra kol zekei ma'acheros b'nos chorim.
In other words, Amma Ivriya is only a din when the Yovel is Noheg, but the din by Ishas the Alma is Noheg forever. Ad Hayom Hazeh. Where did he get that one? This idea that it has to be done with malice to really violate? Who had that? Who?
The Rambam.
Yeah, we saw it. Exactly. What do you make of that line? Lefisha ein bo maisa. Yes. A lot of people interpreted that to mean, oh, because it's the inaction, right? You didn't provide the share, you didn't provide the ksus, or the ona. But Nachi is obviously correct. The whole point is that the mechayev is this roa lev that's involved in being mitzayer a person. So what I'd like to suggest is the following. The Sefer HaChinuch provides us a very deep insight into the world of Amma Ivriya. What did the Sefer HaChinuch say on three separate occasions was the real story of the halach of Amma Ivriya? Exactly. Of being a merachim. Can anybody now sort of spell it out for me? Say, this is really the Rambam's idea, but I think the Sefer HaChinuch highlights it very beautifully. Why is this the best place to learn all of the halachos of Nisuin from? Jack? Okay, very good. So we definitely have said that, right? She's the most vulnerable. But the Sefer HaChinuch sort of adds a different dimension to it as well. That what's the real principle when it comes to being over the Isurei Daraisav, Sheirak Susav Onasa Lo Yigra? Nachi just spelled it out. And he says, this is why it's a lav Shein Bo Maisa. What's the Mechayev? Is it denying her the clothing? Is it denying her the food? What's the Mechayev?
To make her feel like she meant. Like,
the cruelty, right? The cruelty that you're demonstrating. So, anybody just want to put it together? The institution of Amma Ivriya is meant, Tzariel? Exactly. It's meant to remind us of our obligations to be Rachmanim. So, Tzariel, I couldn't think of a better place to learn all of the halachos of Ishus from, which characterize the relationship one of caring and concern and compassion, and Chalila V'chas, that it's characterized by Achzarios. You're only really in violation if you're trying to hurt her. Okay, excellent. Now things are starting, I hope, to come together. But to really bring things together, the final word in the sugya certainly belongs to the Ramban. Lo seitze kisei savadim. It's... Yeah, oh, go ahead. Okay, so we know in Eved Knani, Shivcha Knanis, if they're maimed, right? We spoke about this. It's the Kinyan HaGuf phenomenon. So if the guf really changes, so then there's a hafka of the bailus. So the Ramban is puzzled. What's his source of confusion? Vani Tama. What's bothering him? So a Shivcha Knanis or an Eved Knani is Yotze B'Shein V'Ayin. But we say Lo Tzei Tzei Ketzei Savadim by the Eved Ivriya, the Amma Ivriya, and the Ramban says, exactly, like Vanitama Lama Hutzrach HaKasav Lomar Kain. What does that have to do with the price of tea in China? She's not a Shivcha Knanis. well, what's this all about? Okay. Oh, it says the mitzvah losa. It's an iser daraisa. Yazir as adon. So it's not just teaching you a din, but it's teaching you an iser daraisa. Don't you dare eject her after she has been maimed, after losing an eye or a tooth or all any of the other rashi avarim. So the Bahag is an absolutely beautiful shita. Lo seitze kitzeis ha'avadim isn't a din, but the Ramban, in all of his admiration for the Baal Halachos Gedolos, explains that the Baal Halachos Gedolos is saying that it's an iser doraisa to do this to an Amma Ivriya. Why, Ezra? Because think about the point that we were just discussing in terms of the Achzarias. Here you got angry at her, you whacked her in the face, she loses a tooth, and now what do you want to do? Throw her out of the house? And what was she hoping for? To begin with, Asher Haisa Miachelas Liudo. This was about marriage. And that now you knocked her tooth out and you're going to throw her out of the house? And now her marriage prospects are going to be even worse because this is before the age of, prosthodontics. She's not going to have, she's missing teeth. Ayvei. Right, it's an iser doraisa to let her go b'shein v'ayim.
The ode, ki pa'amim rabos yiyu gmei anezek b'roshay ha'ivarim yoter yigmei avodasa b'yos karo l'vo'ita.
L'vo'ata.
L'vo'ata. V'hechmir ha'kasev al ha'adon b'lav shelo yigzo mimena d'mei roshay ivareha.
She's going to do the math in his head and says, this is costing me more to pay her the compensation for Shein V'ayin than it would to just pay her off, right? So he would just want to send her out, right? He'd take the lesser of two numbers. Really interesting. So Rabban says, maybe the Shitas HaBahag, we could say that he has to keep her around at this point. He has to at least sustain her for this amount of time. And we're hoping, maybe against hope at this point, but we're hoping that he'll do the right thing and be miyayed her. Okay, so he says that's the Shita of the Bahag. It's not his Shita, but he's very sympathetic to the Shita of the Bahag. Against Rashi, that it's not just a din, lo tzeitze ketzeis ha'avadim, that it happens to be that she's not yotzeis b'shein v'ayim, but there's an actually iser daraisa to treat her this way, because the whole point is that for her, she should be married to him, and to just kick her out after beating her and maiming her in this fashion is, a particular level of Achzarias. Okay, now the Ramban strikes out on his own. V'derech ha'pshat. Wow. So the Ramban is going all the way. Lo seitze ketzeis havadim. We're not talking about one particular yitzi of Shein v'ayin, but what does Ramban want to say? In any way. V'chiyim kor ish es bito li'ama. What's the pshat? Lo seitze ketzeis havadim. But what should happen? And that only. Amazing. Leave it to the Ramban. Shelo yuchal ha'av lo tziyam yibesu le'olam imtetiv anara be'ena v'tisa chesed lifanav, quoting from Megillas Esther. Aval
yikachana lo le'isha ketchano v'imra be'ena
Can we get that line one more time? One more time? The entire Kenyan was for one single solitary purpose. You can align this Ramban with Tosos Yates Amud Beis like white on rice. The entire point was for there to be a marriage here. Ki akona bas Yisrael kama lekachta lo liisha yiknos. V'inehi. Oh, remember we saw in Tosos? Ke Omer. Nice. That is the chidush al gabe chidush. The Ramban asur lo lanicha od biad adon meisha yomar lo chafatzti lekachta. So the minute the father realizes that the Adon is not going to be Miyayed, the Ramban says it's Osir for him to keep his daughter in that situation for another day, another hour, another minute, another second. Osir lo l'anicha od bi'ad Adon me'eis from the very moment she'yomar lo chafatzti lekachta.
Oh.
Well, Otamo Shekomo Chabito Bogidba, even though it could result in marriage. So the Ramban, once he strikes out on his own, has two breakthrough chidushim. Number one, Lo Seitze Ketzei Savadim, the Torah is telling you al Derech Hapshat. There should be no bidyevet here. It's supposed to result in marriage. And not only that, vihefda is a chiyuv de oraisa on the father that if he knows that this is not going to result in marriage, get her out of there, whatever it takes. It's not a dinder abanan, it's not a takana mi divrei sofrim. Asher lo yada vihefta. Okay.
Mohar.
Treat her with dignity. He likes this. Kemish barabanos. Okay, so now the Ramban is going to define keneged kol harishonim what he thinks she'era ksusa ve'onasa is all about. Okay, and that was what the Rambam and the Chinuch endorsed as well. Wait a second, that's a das yochid that mizonos a deraisa. V'halocha.
Mizone takinu l'rabanan.
Okay, so now you guys have a leg up in Ksuvis when you guys learn it. It's a huge machlokas. Mizonos daraisa derabanan. The Ramban thinks mizonos is din derabanan. Right. Everybody else seems to think mizonos is a din daraisa based on she'era. The Ramban says, why would you? That's a funny word to use. Try it again. Yeah, bread. Chishev Rabbi Avram, the Ibn Ezra, tried to square the circle. Attacking Zeh, Pireh She'era. Right, otherwise she's going to be famished and emaciated, so, you know, all right. Vein bazatam, that's a pun. Shiyomar akasav layigra habal bisara. Lakach ani omer. All in a day's work for the Ramban, you know? She'er always means Basar hakarov adave ki imli sheiro hakarov elav. Right? That's always ishto.
Nigdar milashon she'er, kilomar she'er bisaro, milvad but bisar gufo, vi kra'u hakarovim she'er, alko she'er bisaro, she'era
sharahena, yeah.
Ki'inyan af atzmiyu bisari ata, vi yochal chatzi bisaro.
Yochal. We know about that Ramban. Okay, so everybody putting together what the Ramban is saying? That She'era, Ksusa, Ve'onasa, Lo Yigra is not Mizonos, Ksus, and Tashmish Amita, but all three are referenced to different elements of their married life together. Mizonos is derabanan. The Ramban is bringing things to a crescendo here. Visarenu, this week's parsha. But if he would marry another woman, right, don't just marry her, the Ramban is saying, and then marry somebody else and treat her as a second or third class citizen and forget that she exists. Okay, the Torah says I was supposed to marry her, and great, now she's basically, you know, for the rest of her life, you know, an isha sinua, an afterthought, rejected. No. You can't do that to her. And then the Ramban says, and again, it's all lishitaso, in terms of v'hayu l'basar echad, v'davak b'ishto, v'hayu l'basar echad, that there's supposed to be an existential bond which is formed. This isn't some primal animalistic union. So Ezra, go ahead. One more time. V'zo. One more time. Oh. Yishkav ima. So the Ramban as only he could explains that, you know, it's not just, okay, you did yod and now you have no responsibilities to her, but on the contrary, this is all about dignity. She's not a pilega, she's not a zona. She's an isha l'chol davar. Not only that, this is the very source of the chiyuvim d'oraisa. Okay, so the Rambam and the Ramban will debate what those chiyuvim d'oraisa are, but this is the way we know how to treat each and every woman. This is chaye ishus. And the opposite of chaye ishus, as we know, is pilegesh zona. And then the Ramban gives himself a little bit of a yashar kalach. I don't blame him. Nice. The Rabban spells it out. Yeah. Okay. So the Ramban, capturing, I think, all of the essential motifs of the sugya, has three major contributions to our understanding of Amma Ibriya. Again, after presenting the Shita Sabahag, that Lo Seitzei Ketzeisa Avadim is an Isser D'Oraisa, because we're hoping, perhaps against hope, that there will be a marriage, but we continue to hope. The Ramban suggests that Lo Seitzei Ketzeisa Avadim Kipshuto means that the Torah says she shall not leave. She's been through enough, this poor girl. Aniya Ketana. Marry her. Olo? Olivno. Kiakone bas Yisrael, lekachta lo liisha yikne osa. It's for one reason. You never kone a bas Yisrael because you want to see how she dusts the table or sweeps the floor or washes the dishes. Chalila v'chas. Hakone bas Yisrael has one idea in mind. At least he should. And if the father should happen to find out that for some reason that wasn't his kavana, he was overheard saying to his friend, you know, nobody washes the dishes like her. I don't know what I'm going to do after 6 years. The father has a chiyuv d'oraisa to get her out of there. It's interesting. The Sefer HaChinuch said you couldn't use kfiya. But the Ramban, to some extent, challenges that doctrine because he says the father has to, I'll call upon him, get her out of there. Osur lo lanicha od biyad adon me'esh sheyomar lo chafatzti lekachta. Zos begida sheyimkor adam bito zulasi demishayucha lisa osa. It should have all been clarified in advance. It's a mitzvah on the father to have identified this person as a marriage partner. Bottom line. That was his responsibility. And if he failed, either because he didn't do his due diligence, or the guy was a charlatan, Shimshi, he has an absolute responsibility to rescue his daughter from that situation. And immediate, may ace. From that moment, it's chal on him. And then the Ramban, taking on the world, Sheraksu Savyonasa, Targum, Rashi, Rambam. So it's all about one thing. The same thing that marriage is always about. V'davak b'ishto, v'hayu levasar echad. Now, when we talk about the idea of marrying her, this isn't just some chesed project. You know, you go on a trip for 2 days and then you come back and you forget about her. But she has to be treated as a dignified person. Not as a pilegesh, not as a zona, which is the opposite of chayi ishus. And so the Chinuch and the Ramban, in summation, give us two critical models as to why the Ame Ivriya becomes paradigmatic for Chai Ishus. The Ramban, as we just spoke about. This isn't about, okay, I married her, what else do you want from me? But on the contrary, the ongoing responsibility to treat her in that fashion. V'davak b'ishto v'hayu levasar echad. Combine this with the Ramban's essay in Bracious. It was a union born of responsibility. Kol hakona bas Yisrael, l'shem ishus hukona. The father must get her out of there if that's not the case. And the Ramban says, don't think for a second that you can ever disregard her needs from that point on. The Chinuch, noting that Ame Ivriya's institution built on Rachmanus, ki kel rachum v'chanunhu, and our national identity as Rachmanim b'nei Rachmanim, makes the argument, right, and here he got some help from the Rambam, that if Ame Ivriya is an institution based on Arachmanus for this Aniya Kitana and her father, who is pushed to these absolutely desperate measures in terms of selling her, that teaches us a lot about the way we should conduct marriage in general. Never be'achzarius, never with intent, Ezra, as you read so well, lahachiv ulitza'er, as Nachi correctly pointed out, is a lav she'ein bo maisa, all of them, because the mechayev is roa lev. And Ama Ivriya is defined by a union of compassion, and it becomes paradigmatic for all of chayi ishus. And in that respect, right, we can well understand. Again, especially in light of the Ramban, Kodabas Yisrael, Lekachta lo Leisha Yiknosa, exactly what Tosfos meant when he said, Keman de Amar Me'achshav Dami. You didn't actually articulate or verbalize that word, Me'achshav, but it's as if you did. Because the Mos, Rishonos, don't just function as Kesef Kiddushin, but the Kiddushin Nisnu. That was the reason they were given. Dechol Mechira Al Menas Liyaid, Kimanda Amar Me'achshav Dami. A person who does a kinyan al menashlo liyoid isn't just missing a detail. He's undermining the entire kinyan. L'shitas Rabbanan. Okay, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda would obviously see things differently. In that respect, just as mitzvah yibum is kodemas mitzvah chalitza, lo siya ishas hames liish zar, so we have mitzvah yud kodemas the mitzvah kadiyah. Halo avakesh lach manoach asher yitav lach. We don't want her to be alone. We don't want her to be vulnerable. We certainly don't want her to be taken advantage of. And that is the paradigm for all of Chayi Ishus. So in the end, whether or not one thinks like the Tosfos Riyazaken, Rashi, the Rif, that the Makar of Kiddushei Kasef, B'yatza Chinam in Kasef, it's Nishlam al Yidei Am Be'ivriya, whether or not one takes that approach, or the Rambam Kicha Kicha Mishtei Afron, the truth of the matter is that Ame Ivriya has an enormous amount to teach us about what marriage is and what it should be. An institution born of a sense of responsibility. A commitment not only to establish the union, but to preserve it at the highest level of dignity. Sheira, Ksusa, Veonasa, Lo Yigra. Hein Leinyan HaRambam, Mazon ksus v'tashmish, heim le'inyin de Ramban, v'davak b'ishto v'hayu levasar echad. It becomes a touchstone for what the institution is meant to be about. As the Sefer HaChinuch says, it reflects on the qualities of Klal Yisrael. Rachmanim b'nei Rachmanim conduct themselves in a certain fashion. After all, what does it say in the Ksuva? You all know, Kehilchos Guvrin Yehudayin, as Jewish men ought to behave. What it means to be a husband. What it means to be responsible, respectful. V'lo kepilegesh, v'lo kezona, al ha'aretz, in all the ways that the Ramban describes it in his inimitable way. And so in the end, small wonder that the Ramban connects Sheira Ksusa Veonasa, the halachos, the oraisa of Ishus, back to his original conception. We're not animals. A zachar finds an akeva, walks away, takes no sense of ongoing responsibility. As we like to say in French, punct fakert, au contraire. The institution is defined by an ongoing sense of dveikus, v'davak v'ishto v'hayu levasar echad, she'era ksusa v'onasa, lo yigra. Okay, so Ezra, it just finished.